Today I'm visiting with Mark Snavely. Mark is the superintendent at United. Okay, well, a couple of different places. Mark, thanks first for taking some time to come and visit.
Well, thanks for having me.
We were trying to set it up earlier. We were very busy with all the things that were going on, but wrapping up your first year as the, well, you're a shared superintendent. So people understand, you have two districts you work with, United, and the other one is?
It's Colonesco.
Colonesco, and you back and forth a couple of days a week at each one, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I try to spend 2 half days in the district, but it really just depends on what's going on in each of the districts and kind of how I set my schedule for the week. So it's kind of week to week, but it works out pretty well that way.
Don't worry, I've had shared superintendents doing a lot of different, traveling a lot of ways. That's one of the challenges for a lot of districts. So I know United had shared for a couple of years there with Ogden. And when they had the transition over there, it just wasn't going to work out with the new superintendent coming in there. So, but you familiar with what United had, or was it a matter of just paying attention to coming in and learning what was available?
Yeah, I kind of had to learn the ropes of, you know, what that district looked like. It's really unique just being a pre-K 6 building. So, and I knew Dr. Pam Dodge from Ogden, and so she helped me transition. And then, of course, Pat Heiderscheidt was the superintendent there for a short time, and I also knew him too. So both of those people were, I'm just going to say, mentors to me and helped me kind of learn learn the district. So
if you have a question, they can help you answer, find the answer. And you got a good board. And actually, you got a bunch of new board members about the time you came in here. You started at late September, I think.
Yep, and we had 2 new board members, and really the board, they live and breathe United and have deep ties there and love the school, and that's a really good thing to be able to work with too, to have somebody come in with passion, and so that's been a really nice transition that way.
I think that board is one of those when you they go through like the Iowa School Board Association and do some of the learning and some of the training and some of the achievements. That board has got a number of members that have done that process. So that helps.
Yeah.
Especially since it's May, School Board Recognition Month. We'll throw that one in there for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. And we brought ISB in to do a work session with us to kind of do some goal setting to kind of set the stage for the year. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we've been involved with them as well.
Well, last board meeting, some of the basics that went on, had a budget amendment, not real big, just a little bit in the food service.
Yep, just had to adjust some things there, so that was pretty minor.
I think probably the big things is you had some projects, some facility things you wanted to get moving ahead on, and that's some of the things that over the last couple of months, the board's really been taking a look at. What do we need to do next? What kind of facility things? We did a lot when Pam Dodge was part of it, and they did some big improvements out there. But now we have to continue to maintain what we've got.
Yeah, and we have a facilities committee that meets that's made up of a couple board members and our school business official and myself. And so we take the time and walk the campus and you know, budget plan and things like that. So we have several things going on. We have a portion of our roof. It's the old concession stand way in the back that we started. It's about halfway done right now. So we kind of want to renovate that a little bit and make that usable if we want to host some activities out there or something. Just to have that building usable with restrooms and things like that. And the parking lot, that has not been approved by the board yet, but we're working through that. We always want to do a portion of the parking lot to keep those things up to date, striping the lines, those kinds of things. And then actually I just pulled into United this morning early and they started a portion of the roof. So we have our roof on a schedule as well. And they just started, they were tearing off this morning.
You got more roofs than.
Yeah, exactly.
You always have roofing to do. And that's one of the things too, again, like for a lot of districts, it's like the concession stand. Okay, if we have a good facility, we want to maintain that facility because there are some options that we might have down the road.
And I mean, the United campus is just beautiful. They've done a lot of really nice updates over the years, and it's just, there's not a whole lot to do. I mean, there's really not, as you walk around, there's always going to be little things to keep updated, but it's the people before me and the boards over the years have done a great job.
I think the one thing, like on the parking lots, I know, like Grimes Asphalt put in a bid, but they were looking at phasing, you know, doing some this year, maybe next year, and what they need to get done to continue to maintain it. You do get a lot of bus traffic through there.
So. Yeah, and speaking of bus traffic, we are also going to move our gas tanks and do some work with that, put a roof over top of it, and just clean that up a little bit. They're kind of positioned right behind where buses back out, so we're going to move it out of the way and really update that this summer, too. So that's probably the last of the updates that we have.
All right, so just some of the things that will be going on to get that taken care of. As far as some of the other things that are going on for the district, what else? This, as you wrap up, basically, because you had your last, I always call them the last regular meeting before we get done with school. It's not the end of the fiscal year, but the last one before we get done with school. So other things that came up there, a lot of policy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we had a lot of ongoing policy that we review. We budget. Also, yeah, we have contracts. You probably saw that on our agenda. So that's, we had those, we were able to get those all out, and hopefully we'll have those all back before, you know, teachers check out on the last day of school is May 24th. So we kind of timed it that way to get that all done. So that was good.
The big thing, does it look like you're going to have pretty good retention?
Yeah, we lost a few people more early on, you know, just moving on or things like that. Not very many. And we've been able to, you know, as far as hiring, we were pretty aggressive with that, and we've been able to, all positions are actually filled right now, so that's a good thing to,
that's good.
Good place to be in May, so yeah,
we'll
we're in good shape there.
Keep going that direction. You did spend some money on technology, just under $69,000, but a lot of wear and tear on technology nowadays, or just keeping up with it is a challenge. Every district has some that, how do you, does this come out of what funds for?
Yeah, we have a PEPL fund that we use for technology, and it's on a rotation. So every year there's certain technology upgrades that we do. So that was, there are several laptops
and things like that.
And iPads and things like that. And we still use Apple. So so there's an Apple Care package with that for keeping them repaired and those kinds of things. So yeah, that's an ongoing thing, kind of like the roof and the parking lot.
Yeah.
So.
And United was one of those that way back when started using a lot of like laptops and things like that, even with just elementary, because that's what kids are learning now.
Yeah.
Group learning is probably one of the things that happens a lot, too.
So. Yeah, I think really in the elementary, striking that balance of, you know, kids are still learning to read and those kinds of things, but technology is a part of their world, so how do you pull that into that and kind of mesh the two together?
Yeah. Pay attention to what they're doing. some of the other things, I know United, one of those, well, everybody did after the beginning of January, the school safety grants that were available from the state I know Ogden had done theirs. They had already had a grant. They were ready to go forward with things. United doing the same thing. Did you get some safety features that you were adding in? I think I saw a couple of months ago that was on the board agenda.
Yeah, you're correct. And that was one of the first things I was charged with was, you know, that governor safety grants out there. Of course, you have to write the grant, and there's a lot of steps to that. And so I got on that right away when I came on board. And we did a lot of updates with security and cameras and things like that. So actually, that was wrapped up this past weekend.
All right.
So every district was given, it's actually $50,000 per building. And,
and
you could spend more than that if you wanted to as well. But we, they were on site this weekend, and we'll have training with those kinds of things. But we, that's done. And then there's obviously reimbursement paperwork that you have to do as part of that. And so we'll jump on that next. So
next step.
Yeah,
and I know most all of a sudden some districts are. Well, unfortunately, Perry brought it to everybody's attention about there is money available to do that, and most districts, many were already doing it or moving forward with it, but it did hasten a lot of other actions. But you guys were probably looking at doing a lot of that anyhow when you first came in, that even before January, like. Security cameras and things like that.
Yeah, that's ongoing as well. Just always keeping your eye on safety and making sure that you have everything in place to keep both students and staff safe is very important, obviously.
Well, we're winding down this year. I know I've seen on the website that enrollment, sign up for some of the summer classes, some of the things that are summer programs that are available, and what's coming up. What are we looking at for enrollment and opportunities for people that are looking to get their children signed up?
Yeah, we're hoping that enrollment's stable this year, and we've had a couple different events to actually start enrollment for next year already. So that's, you know, we have quite a few students already enrolled, and certainly, you know, that'll be ongoing over the summer and things like that leading up to the first day of school. But we are going to offer a full-day transitional kindergarten next year, so we still have some slots open for that. And, of course, we have preschool that we're still enrolling. We also have slots open for that. And then, of course, we go all the way up through sixth grade. So it's in progress and enrolling, and it'll be
Online, parents. It's online.
Yeah, it's online. You can come to the office, whatever. Obviously, we try to make it easy, whatever works best for parents to get their children enrolled, for sure.
Okay. So. Otherwise, things are pretty well getting set up for the next school year. You're looking forward. Got all that. And we'll continue the challenge. I guess the board asked you if you're going to continue on in a shared position?
As of right now, yeah. I'm planning on it, so yeah.
Okay. Other things that might be going on out there, United? I know that YSS does some kids club out there, and at had been part of the district's responsibility, but part of it was to, again, make it work a little bit smoother. It's a giant club is what it is. There's a lot of participation in that. They continue to take care of that.
Yeah, YSS Kids Club is phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about them. They, I think there's like 65 students currently involved with that, and it works really well just being out in a rural setting with that. And we are going to offer summer school this year. I think July 1st is the let's see. I think July 1st through August 8th, half days. So
opportunities.
Yeah. So we have half days for that, and then that Kids Club works well with that, you know, as far as child care and things like that. So
we help out where we can.
Yeah.
Keep going. And again, they keep moving forward. So your budget work, I was going to ask for the next fiscal year, everything come together pretty good for the board?
Yeah.
And you did that?
No, that's something that we worked on all the time, really watching those silos of money. And of course, we had the, you know, the TSS funds coming from House File 2612 to raise the teacher salaries. So we've had to kind of get a little bit creative with that, as every district has. So we're in good shape there.
On AEA, I know that some of the discussion has been from most districts, at least most that we've had around here, have been they've already got pretty solid ties with AEA on what they're doing for teacher assistance and for special ed things. Looking to continue that working relationship. I think the board probably.
Yeah, the AEA has been instrumental, and I actually worked for the AEA for 3 years, so I know the inner workings of it fairly well. So I guess, you know, we're going to have to wait and see on that, see how that impacts not only funding but actually services. And, you know, hopefully that will all work out in the end and be good. But I can't sit here right now and say that, you know, how that's going to go. We'll see. Yeah. So.
Well, most school boards, the big thing is okay, well, this is what our intent is, but since you got to have marketplace value and things like that to enter into it, that does create just another challenge that they have to monitor some of those numbers.
Yeah, and I mean, we have some of the flow-through money coming to us, but it's just a question of how will that impact, you know, what the AEA charges the district, and will that offset itself, and how's that all going to look? And, you know, we hope the services don't change, and that's certainly the goal with this, so.
So far, United has obviously some special ed assistance with them. Do you have some of the teacher services for curriculum and things like that available as well?
Yeah, so we use obviously special ed services, and we also have the ed services and media as well. So yeah, we use all three of those areas.
That's something that a lot of districts did do. So there will be a change. We'll see how it works out. Again, work in progress for that.
Yes.
Other things, let's see, no special meetings coming up? I'm asking, he's thinking.
Yeah, we have one next week. We actually have a joint meeting with Boone,
okay.
So that's on the horizon. So.
That'll be coming up, I think, Tuesday, I think, on the 21st, I think it's, they
that
do.
Sounds right.
I think we ran into a glitch when we had the pandemic, and it slowed down on in-person meetings, but Yeah, I know they alternate every other year. Just to make sure that students that are open and rolling are getting the services they need.
So. Yeah, so I can confirm with you. It's Tuesday, May 21st.
So. All right. So that'll be a joint meeting. It's going to be held this year. It'll be held here in Boone. So
yes, that's correct.
All right. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Mark Snavely is superintendent for the United School District and Colonesco, right?
Yep, yep. That is correct. And thanks for
having
me.
I knew it early on, and yep. Then I just say Mark was there. All right. Thanks for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you.